on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Christian girls' camp confirms 27 campers and counselors are among the more than 80 killed in cataclysmic flooding in South Central Texas. The Coast Guard's joined the search for dozens of people still missing. Lieutenant Jordan Hobson.
We want to do everything that we can in our ability to help find any survivors that are still out there. So we're going to put forward our best effort in helping them, you know, find peace of mind.
President Trump expected to push for a new ceasefire in Gaza when he meets with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House today. CBS's Courtney Keeley.
What they're looking at right now is out of 28 Israeli hostages, releasing 10 that are living and the rest that are deceased.
Bargain hunters getting set for Amazon's four prime days that begin tomorrow. Adobe Analytics' Vivek Pandia.
We're expecting strong deals across categories like electronics, toys, even categories that we've seen elevated prices on, things like appliances, even grocery.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Three teenagers were injured and one was killed in a vehicle crash over the weekend in Portage County. It happened a little after 1 a.m. on Saturday, July 5th, in the town of Grant. The 17-year-old male driver from Wisconsin Rapids was flown to Marshfield Hospital by helicopter. Both he and the 18-year-old male front passenger were partially ejected from the pickup truck. The 18-year-old boy died at the scene. The rear passengers, a 17-year-old male and 18-year-old female, both from Wisconsin Rapids, were uninjured. The initial investigation indicates the pickup truck was traveling eastbound on Evergreen Avenue in a reckless manner. The vehicle lost control, struck an embankment, and overturned, coming to rest on its roof. The crash remains under investigation at this time. President Donald Trump has made tax cuts a central part of his political legacy. He made cuts during his first term, and now the Republican has pushed through an extension of those cuts and added new tax breaks. Joanne Krulatz reports.
President Donald Trump has signed his signature bill of tax and spending cuts at the White House 4th of July picnic. The legislation extends Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion, contradicting promises to protect such programs. It also provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement. Democrats plan to make that expected fallout a campaign focus, while Republicans argue the bill will boost the economy. Historically, major legislation that's been backed mostly by just one party has rarely translated into political rewards. So the long-term effects of Trump's tax policy are unclear.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Hello.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this hour. Got good things lined up for you a little bit later. We're going to get into the 10 best states for road trips. Got that one lined up for you a little bit later. We got a couple other things to talk about. Local events going on. Some great stuff happening in McMillan this week. Mm-hmm. Our local kids theater going on and stuff. We want to talk about some of that. And, of course, we're going to be joined by Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update in just a few.
Okay.
Right now, though, we, of course, feature a great segment every Monday at 10 o'clock. The Kitchen's Open, brought to us by Beth Habhager. Beth was nice enough to send us over a best of here. So we're going to go ahead and dive right into that, and we'll go to commercial break afterwards. Come back with Tom.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
On Mornings at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Good morning.
morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kitchens Open here on WFHR for this Monday, December 30th. It's that time of year to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new as we prepare to welcome 2025.
We have to get rid of everything. I am not ready for this. There are expiration dates all over the place that I was not prepared for.
Now, hold on, James. She doesn't mean literally throw everything out. Do you, Beth?
No. In fact, some things are great to take with us into the new year. Things like, say, bacon.
Bacon! Bacon! Did somebody say bacon? You are speaking my language.
Bacon. I know, James. Today is, in fact, National Bacon Day.
What?
Yep, it's National Bacon Day. Woohoo! NationalDayCalendar.com tells us the day reminds us that bacon is not just for breakfast and encourages us to test out for various ways to enjoy this culinary marvel.
Yes, I did not have bacon for breakfast this morning, so I'm glad it's not just for bacon or for breakfast or double cheeseburgers, James. There are a ton of
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kitchens Open here on WFHR for this Monday, December 30th. It's that time of year to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new as we prepare to welcome 2025.
We have to get rid of everything. I am not ready for this. There are expiration dates all over the place that I was not prepared for.
Now, hold on, James. She doesn't mean literally throw everything out. Do you, Beth?
No. In fact, some things are great to take with us into the new year. Things like, say, bacon.
Bacon! Bacon! Did somebody say bacon? You are speaking my language.
I know, James. Today is, in fact, National Bacon Day.
What?
Yep, it's National Bacon Day. Woohoo! NationalDayCalendar.com tells us the day reminds us that bacon is not just for breakfast and encourages us to test out for various ways to enjoy this culinary marvel.
Yes, I did not have bacon for breakfast this morning, so I'm glad it's not just for bacon or for breakfast or double cheeseburgers, James. There are a ton of other ways that you can enjoy this tasty tidbit.
But before we get into the many ways we can incorporate bacon into our cooking and baking, let's define exactly what bacon is and what it is we're discussing. The official definition of bacon is a side of pig cured and smoked. That's according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. The history of bacon can be better understood by exploring the history of the world itself, or the word itself. Bacon comes from the same Proto-Germanic linguistic roots as the English word back. The word bacon started being used in the English language at some point during the 12th century. At that time, bacon meant all types of pork. Throughout the next 100 years or so, its definition narrowed to include only the strips of salty cured meat we're familiar with today. This is according to an article called For the Love of Bacon, History, Facts, and More by Daniel Cirque on the website justcook.butcherbox.com.
I finally heard the one thing that the guy would add to bacon, just going back to calling it bacon. How could you make bacon sound even more delicious calling it bacon?
Bacon.
Oh,
yes.
That sounds so good.
It's interesting how the language has, you know, evolved like that, where bacon meant all types of pork, just like plum meant all types of fruit.
It really is fascinating. Yeah. Its history is just fascinating. The article goes on to state, humankind's love affair with bacon can be traced back to 1500 BCE, if not before. This is when the Chinese began to salt and cure pork belly. Like nearly all trends in the world, this salting and curing process traveled. It eventually gained popularity in other parts of the world, evolving as it was incorporated into different cultures.
Danielle goes on to share, the Greeks and Romans ate bacon, and as time progressed, this perfect pork product was enjoyed in England, France, Germany, and eventually the United States. Bacon traveled well and became a source of protein for the masses, due in part to the fact that its curing process meant no refrigeration was necessary. It reached the present-day United States in the mid-1500s when Hernando de Soto of Spain brought 13 domesticated pigs on his voyage to the North American continent. In 3 short years, the pig population jumped to nearly 700.
Whoa.
As we know, pigs can propagate quickly, and they turn wild quickly.
And as we know also, pigs can't fly. So we want to thank very much, at least I want to thank Hernando de Soto.
Yes.
Thank you, Hernando. Thank you. I think there's a lot to take from this great segment and everything. Please, let's not let that be lost on us. An immigrant came to this country and brought us bacon. Let's not lose sight of that, everybody. That is a beautiful thing. And where would human beings be without animals?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, whether it's such an interesting thing of how these things grow and how they come to a different part of the world, whether it's here in America or somewhere else, and you see the evolution of these things and how other cultures, hey, that's really cool. I'm just going to put my little spin on it here. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to add a little bit to it here.
I don't know if salt-cured cricket would be going over as well as a breakfast food, compared to bacon.
No.
But over the centuries, curing and cuts have changed. Daniel shares, the bacon we're used to eating in the U.S. is quite different than the salt-cured pork belly that originated in China. The type of sliced, packaged bacon most people have had in their fridge was patented in 1924 by none other than Oscar Mayer.
Wow. Huh.
Thank you, Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. And according to the National Day Calendar website, quote, the United States and Canada make bacon from the pork belly. Other countries around the world use the side of the back cuts of pork. That meat is cured in either a salt brine or a salt pack, and it is either dried, boiled, or smoked.
But bacon isn't just pork anymore. Meat from other animals can also be used. Daniel says, it's true, bacon has branched out to include more than just pork. Today, there are many options for those seeking alternatives, including turkey bacon, lamb bacon, called macon, and soy bacon.
So is that
sacon?
Soykin
or sacon?
Sacon.
Nicely bad.
So if it's turkey bacon, should that be taken?
Oh, yes.
I think it's called tofurkey.
Tofurkey. We actually use a lot of turkey bacon in our house because it's a little bit healthier. It doesn't have as much of the fat. So it's not as bad for your cholesterol. So it's
but
a wonderful.
It definitely doesn't taste the same.
It doesn't. But it still gives you that crisp and crunch that you want and that salty flavor.
Texture. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we use it a lot to substitute for bacon in different recipes and things like that. But there is nothing that compares to actual bacon. And if you're anything like my family, when all of us are together, meeting my sisters and their families, we go through at least 3 pounds of bacon in one sitting.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize that when Prince wrote "Nothing Compares to You," this is what he was talking about.
Well, if you actually go on to the National Day Calendar website, they have a map there that you can click on, and it will tell you the average price that each household in each state spends on bacon in a year.
Wow.
And it's amazing. None of it is under $50. According to that, every state households, the average is at least $50 for bacon per year.
Well, we saw everybody. You knew when the price rose on something because people were barking about it. Then almost the very next day, if not the next hour, not as much about bacon. Not as many people barking about. Like we all noticed the price went up, but not a lot of people were barking about it. But
you're still buying it.
Yep, still buying.
Absolutely. Why not? It's so delicious, right? So how should we celebrate this wonderful Bacon Day? Well, the National Day Calendar says the founders of Bacon Day encourage us to eat a variety of bacon while watching Kevin Bacon movies or movies with bacon in the title. That sounds like a fun thing to do.
It does, actually. Yeah.
They go on to say the other suggested traditions such as bacon toasts and kissing under pork fat mistletoe are mentioned as well. That doesn't sound as appealing.
No.
They also give their own suggestions, including trying a new recipe. So I'm actually going to do this for tomorrow. We're doing our own little New Year's Eve party with the boys at our house. So I found, and I've always enjoyed going other places and those bacon-wrapped smokies, those tiny little hot dogs or franks that you get. But
little
I've
smokies.
But I've never made them myself. So I'm found an easy recipe on allrecipes.com, which says all you need is a pound of sliced bacon cut into thirds, 1 14-ounce package of beef cocktail. They call them wieners. I don't like to say that word on the radio.
Except you just did.
Except they just did. So from now on, you're going to hear me say Franks. three-quarters cup brown sugar or to taste, and toothpicks. So you're going to preheat your oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a large rimmed, that's important because the grease is going to be cooked out of this, rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper or aluminum foil. You're going to wrap each of the cocktail franks with a piece of the bacon that you've already cut into thirds. So you can be cutting that bacon into thirds while the oven is preheating.
Unless you want extra bacon.
That's true. It depends on the ratio of dog to bacon you want. So there
Frank
you go.
To bacon.
Frank to bacon.
Frank to bacon.
So you're going to wrap each of those franks with a piece of bacon, secure it with the toothpaste, and then place that bacon-wrapped frank on
How about toothpick, not toothpaste?
Thank
toothpick.
You. Yeah. That could be a very interesting different flavor.
It would be a different flavor.
Yeah, yeah. So the toothpick is what you're going to put
I would have made that mistake.
through the bacon and the dog, and then you're going to place it on that prepared baking sheet. You're going to evenly sprinkle the brown sugar over the tops of the bacon-wrapped franks. Again, it's to taste. If you want it more sugary tasting, you use more. If you don't, you could also use maple syrup here. Mm. And then you would have your, with a little bit of that brown sugar, and then you'd have your maple bacon, you know, sugar, bacon, yum. Then you're going to bake it in the preheated oven until those that bacon is crisp and that sugar is bubbly, and that's going to take about 40 minutes. So then you serve this immediately or place it in a slow cooker on low to keep them warm.
Mm. Nice.
Very good.
That sounds delicious. I love those.
Sounds so delicious that even a Jewish man like myself during Hanukkah will be eating bacon probably.
Well, it is a fried thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
is
so,
the one thing that you do indulge in.
Yeah, just keep that on the down low, okay? Just keep that between us, everybody.
Okay. Sorry, Mom.
That's a good way to blend the cultures, though, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
That's a wonderful way to do that.
And I have to say, if I have to pick one Kevin Bacon movie to watch, it's going to be The River Wild from 1994.
Oh, good choice. Good choice.
I liked his, the 90s were kind of the top for me for Kevin Bacon movies.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Footloose is a classic. Mm-hmm. You got to watch that. But I would be more tempted this time of year to watch the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. He was really good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done some really great work, but a lot of the work that I enjoy he's done is later in his career, and it's a lot of darker work.
Yeah.
So I think you're better off seeing the 80s Kevin Bacon.
80s, 90s. Yeah. The Stir of Echoes was a little darker, but.
Oh, that was a really good one, Melissa.
That was
nice.
A good one. Yeah.
That may be the one, actually. Because it's kind of borders in between that. And he's really, really good in that one. Oh, a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also did the voiceover in Balto in 90.
Oh, that's right. He's good.
Well, and if you're looking for some other new recipes, you can go to delish.com and type in bacon recipes. There's one in there that sounds delicious that I might actually attempt sometime in the future. And you can make it in an air fryer, which is breakfast bombs. It includes scrambled eggs, crispy bacon, and cheese, and they are all stuffed into a biscuit that you make. So they look delicious.
That does sound good.
No wonder they call that site delish.com.
It's a good name. It's a good name.
Right?
Aptly named.
Well, I am inclined to agree with the old adage, bacon makes everything better. And one thing that would make this segment better is a sponsor. Yeah. Let us know if you're interested. We'll not only highlight you during the episodes that you sponsor, but we'll also spend one episode speaking with you and to highlight your business and to highlight you in an article for our newsletter in the Kitchens Open article.
Yeah, you will not find any other advertising opportunities like this one with the Kitchens Open, everybody. We encourage you to reach out to us if you're interested and just give us a call, 715-424-1300, and speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out the details.
And if you want to sign up for that newsletter that Beth mentioned, you can do so at our website, WFHR.com. It's right there on the homepage. And if you want to call to get a sponsorship, that number again is 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Try the Y in July for free. The Southwood County YMCA is the perfect place for you to get healthier this summer. They have everything you need, free weights, treadmills, and expert trainers to keep you in tip-top condition or cool down with a dip in the pool. And you can try it for free. Listen to 105.5 FM WIRI or 97.5 FM WFHR this July and get yourself a free single-day pass. Get out of the heat and get into a healthier you at the Southwood County YMCA.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Got your host, James. We're joined by Melissa and Seth. And we're going to get into right now something we enjoy doing at the beginning of every month. We have a monthly veterans update, usually brought to us by our good friend, Mr. Tom Heiser, who's back with us this month. Good to see you, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you for the welcome back.
Yeah, it's always good to have you with us. Melissa, Tom has his headphones on, so he can hear you, just so you know.
Excellent.
Tom, let's go ahead, and I wouldn't keep you too long here, sir, although we do appreciate Tom's sense of humor. Had us laughing this morning. Well, we appreciate that, Tom.
No problem.
We'll get into your comedy set another time. I do want to press you on that, though, because Tom's a great comedian. But let's dive right in to July 7th here. Today we have an event kicking things off.
Right. Today is a very, very busy day for us. We had the vet breakfast this morning, so that went over well.
Mm-hmm.
And today...
Good to hear.
I'll clean up a short.
A little crumbs still from the breakfast. Shout out to Grace's Restaurant hosting that, yeah.
Okay. Today is also Nonprofit Monday, and the VFW out at White Sands Miniature Golf out by Lake Wazicha. Every round that's played, the VFW gets a dollar. And we're very, very... thankful that they're doing that for us, because it does help us, and it starts at 10:30 this morning till 8:00. So even if you're napping, you can still go out this afternoon and evening.
We were talking about summer activities earlier. I hadn't thought about mini golf. Mini golf's a fun summer activity. That's a good one, and you're doing it for a good cause.
Right, and you can challenge somebody.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have somebody coming out there, and I told him I was 3 over, but that's another issue. And tonight is also Military Monday at the Rafters game, and they're playing the Woodchucks. That's at 6:35. And here's your favorite, Morning Joe and Doe, on Tuesday over in Stevens Point.
Yeah, and, such a great name.
Wednesday is the Heroes Cafe, and then that starts at 7:15 in the morning, well before, you know, well, you're familiar with that time.
Yeah, Crossview Church will be hosting that one. We'll be talking about that a little bit later, too.
Okay, and also on Wednesday the 9th, American Legion Post 9 has their monthly meeting. And then on the 10th, the VVA Chapter 101 has their picnic meeting, where they're going to eat at 4, and the meeting's going to be at 5.
Oh, nice, nice.
So it brings a dish to pass.
Yeah.
Rudolph American Legion has their monthly meeting on the 10th also. On the 12th, there's VFW Brat Fry, West Grand. Still going.
Yeah. Yeah, get those brats, everybody.
You have to eat. So.
You got it. Yeah, it's going to taste even better. Yeah.
And on Thursday the 17th is the VFW 2534 post meeting starting at 6. And then on Monday the 21st is Military Monday Rafters game at Wooder Field. Let's see, Wednesday is the Heroes Cafe, and then also right after the Heroes Cafe is a big event. They're having the Wood County Veterans Expo, and they're having a lot of people. It's from 9 to noon. From Wood County, they're having Veteran Service Care Coordinator from Marshfield, the Wood County Human Services, Edgewater Haven Nursing Home, because some of us are getting to be that age. Department of Veteran Services, Outreach and Recovery Program, Never Forgotten Honor Flight, just a few of them. And they've got Women's Health coming from TOMA, Community Care, Caregiver Support. They're looking a lot towards mental health issues, you know, things like that, because it's, you know, very big. So not only for veterans, but the spouses should be there.
Thank you, Tom. About a week or two ago, lost my Uncle Tim, who was a Vietnam veteran. And Yeah, sorry. He went through some stuff and in his time and was in a lot of pain towards the end there. When he passed, my aunt, who was just going through some stuff, one of her biggest first thoughts and first fears was of benefits. And some of these things, and will they continue, and some of that stuff, and the unknown that was there. Then the mental health started to come. There's so many things that can happen for the spouses of veterans. We don't think about them nearly enough. Veterans do, but I mean, us as a society, we don't enough. It's great to, whenever we can bring attention to these things, or we can have abilities, or let them even knowing that there's resources available. Like my aunt's one of the most intelligent people I know, and she wasn't even in informed on some of these things and stuff. So I appreciate you covering that, Tom.
Exactly, because quite often, too, the spouse will go there and say, did you know you're eligible for this? Did you know you're eligible for that?
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, when somebody passes, there's a lot of variables that come to play in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was their rating beforehand? Because some benefits could continue.
Right, right. And you're so right about this. People don't always know about that stuff. This expo is a great opportunity for people to get that information and get it early, you know, hopefully long before you need it or anything.
Right. You know, one of the things, a will. You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one, too. We'll be talking about this as leading up to the 23rd.
Okay, and then on the 25th is the last Military Monday Raptors game, and it's against the Green Bay Rockers. For history, on the 27th, the Korean War Armistice was signed in 1953.
Wow.
But there's still people there.
Mm-hmm.
On July 28th, World War I began in 1914. On July 30th, the Navy Waves were established in 1942.
Wow. That's a cool one.
Huh. And going into August, there's a big event out at the BMX track, and we're having a pancake breakfast starting at 7 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
So it's going to be really fun.
Oh, yeah. You know, then you don't have to cook.
Yes. Bikes and pancakes, by the way, go really good together. As a former teenager riding on my BMX around here, I'll tell you. They really go really good.
And then on the 4th is the pancake breakfast, or... is a breakfast at Grace's.
Mm-hmm.
And then on August 12th, we're working with Culver's here in Wisconsin Rapids. And we have Culver's night from 4 to 8. And we get a percentage of all meals that go through the line. And it's just a fantastic working relationship we have with them. They're a good organization and good management.
I like to say this any chance I get. You know, if you got a Culver's in your area, you got one that's putting into the community. They do that everywhere.
Right.
We appreciate them so much. And this is one of our favorite things that they do. Do you think any of our vets will be down there? I know that sometimes you guys like to be down there and saying hi and everything. And that's right. Always cool to run into you guys down there.
We will be the greeters.
Right on.
We'll
right
open the door and greeting all the people that come there. And it's really nice. It's good cooperation. And people, you know, thank you for doing this, thank you for doing that, and we really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. You get to see some people you haven't seen in a few months.
Yeah, that's cool. And there, I mean, the only thing better than Culver's is knowing that you're getting Culver's for a good cause. That's pretty cool.
Very community orientated.
Tom, before I let you go, did want to remind everybody about Mobility for Vets Wheelchair Shop that is available every Wednesday.
Right, and also, if you look it up on the internet or whatever. But you can call 715-281-1675. And I've spoken to some of the vets that go down there. They have a lot of equipment,
mm-hmm.
whether it be a walker, a cane, a wheelchair, mobile wheelchairs, available at very, very reasonable prices. And just, you know, give them a call or, you know, look it up on the internet. It's, like I say, Mobility for Vets Wheelchair Shop. And then, go from there.
And of course, if there's any information you need again or need us to get for you, let us know. Reach out to us here at the studio. We'll be able to hook you up with that, help out with that. Otherwise, Tom, if they want to reach you, how can they do that?
The best number to call, 715-600-0401. And you'll get our commander, Sean Plant, who was here last month, and talk to him. As a matter of fact, in a little while, I got to go out and he challenged me to golf.
Oh. You got to let us know how that turns out.
I told him to bring his caddy because there is a water hazard.
Tom, it is always awesome hanging out with you. We appreciate you. Say hi to everybody over there for us. And we'll talk again next month.
Okay, and thank you very much for having us in here. It really helps get the word out.
We'll talk soon. You take care.
Thanks, Tom.
We will be back with more show coming up, everybody, here. The Morning Show at 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 33-year-old man has died in a drowning accident in Marathon County. It happened on Thursday, July 3rd, a little after 5 p.m. in the town of Green Valley. The initial report said the man jumped into the water and didn't resurface. First responders searched for about 2 hours near Lisa's Landing boat launch before the Marathon County dive team located and recovered the 33-year-old man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. U.S. House Republicans passed their budget bill over the holiday weekend. Joanne Krulotz has more on what this will mean for working families.
The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger-than-expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee to kick off a key 3-game series. Freddy Peralta, just named to the All-Star game, will start tonight. The Brewers with a 3-1 win yesterday in Miami. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win, holding the Marlins to just 1 run in 6 innings. Pat Murphy wasn't sure if Woodruff was ready.
His velo and his other stuff, it didn't indicate like, oh, this guy's going to go 6 today, but he located it well. And then the second inning, he was better. Third inning, better. Fourth inning, better. Fifth inning, better. It was like, wow. And he said, I'm coming to the end here in between the fifth and the sixth. And he went out in the sixth, and we had guys up in the pen, and it was great.
Woodruff says there's nothing like pitching in the big leagues.
You can't replicate anything that you want to in the minor leagues to get you ready for the big leagues. You just can't. You need to get in this environment. You need to get back out on that major league mound, and that take cares of everything.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says 3 contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season, reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The day is here, the one you've planned and pictured in your mind 100 times. Guests arrive, soft music plays, and everything is falling into place. Today, you marry your best friend. At Distinctly Yours Wedding and Events, your celebration is designed to feel like you. Personal, thoughtful, and full of joy. Marsha and her team are with you every step of the way, making sure everything flows seamlessly so you can be present and take it all in. Because your wedding should be distinctly yours, down to the very last detail.
The day you become one with your partner is truly a special day for every couple. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters want to add to your memories with their July 12th Renew Your Vows event. Bring your significant other as historic Winter Field is turned into the largest wedding in Wisconsin Rapids. Explore the wedding show displays throughout the concourse, bachelor, bachelorette party games, and a post-game vow renewal ceremony on home plate. Renew your vows with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, July 12th at 6:35 p.m. at historic Winter Field.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Almost said the wrong show. Almost did.
Fair.
Don't tell the audience. Don't let them know. Never too let late. Me hear the end of it. Because I've never done that before.
You've never made a mistake on air, James, ever.
No. Perfect. Perfection is what I bring to the table. That's my thing. We've been talking on and off throughout the show about summer activities and everything. We got to experience some of them already this hour. We love our segment, The Kitchen's Open with Beth, and getting to talk with Tom Heiser in a monthly Veterans Update.
Right.
And what about road tripping? Road tripping!
Yes,
road trip!
Love road trips, love road trip. No more than in the summer. It's the best time, of course. Windows down, music blasting. it's all those things. And then there's family road tripping, too, that can be as much fun and all that. But an annual study on the best states for a summer road trip just came out.
Okay.
And Delaware, America's first state, ranked last.
What?
I feel bad for Delaware. Now, I will admit, no matter what state finished last, I would feel bad for them.
Right.
I don't know a whole lot about Delaware other than I want to go there now. This made me want to go there. Really, like, I don't know if I've ever felt that, to be honest with everybody. Right. Again, it's nothing against Delaware. Just, out of our 50 states, I haven't thought a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
and there's a lot to choose from.
That's very true.
Exactly, And I read that. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I want to go to Delaware. It sounds like the flights might be cheap. This isn't super shocking. It's so small that a lot of people drive across to drive through it to get to other states.
Right.
So there's crossover cities and states and all that they talk about. The study looked at 32 different factors in three categories: costs, safety, and how many attractions or activities there are, like national parks, amusement parks, beaches, lakes, scenic drives, that sort of thing. According to the results, the best state for a summer road trip this year is Minnesota.
First again.
Wow.
First again.
And I'm telling you.
It's usually at the top of this list.
Around the good stuff, they tend to be towards the top. It's true.
Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Utah, Louisiana, Florida, Idaho, Texas, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania ranked in the top 10.
Mm. All very nice states to drive through.
No complaints with any of those.
Really.
I was a little surprised to see Utah and Idaho on there, but I've heard people. Oh, they're very beautiful.
The mountains, and there's some really cool natural formations around there. Mm. The Craters of the Moon Park in Idaho is amazing. It's one of the most cool things I've ever seen.
That sounds like it.
It does literally look like Craters of the Moon. It's wild.
Louisiana is the cheapest road trip state.
Mm.
Idaho is the safest, and California has the most stuff to do.
Well, because it's huge.
Lots of big cities,
If you're wondering, the least safe states for road trips are New Mexico, South Carolina, and Tennessee.
New Mexico, because it's so barren.
There's not a lot of
long stretches. Yes. Not a lot on them.
That could be dangerous.
Tennessee has certainly got two major cities in the state, and you got a lot of traffic, a lot of that. South Carolina threw me. That threw me a little bit.
I have traveled through South Carolina, driven through South Carolina many, many times. And I can't say through personal experience I've ever had any issues, but so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I spent a bit of my youth there and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember anything. And the states with the least stuff to do are Vermont, Rhode Island, and Delaware.
Yeah, they're all very small states, too.
Yeah.
That should be noted.
They are small.
Right? Yeah.
But hey, I just looked it up, and Delaware has signature dishes, including blue crabs.
Yes.
Scrapple.
Yeah.
The Bobby sandwich.
Hmm.
And popular foods include slippery dumplings, Thrasher's french fries.
Ooh.
And Delaware crab cakes.
Okay.
Plus, it has miles of beautiful, family-friendly beaches along the Atlantic coast. What more could you want?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, Delaware, kind of a forgotten state, you know.
Bet you there's some historic things there, too.
Well, Wilmington, the capital, right? Is that right? Is it Wilmington that's the capital? No, it's Dover is the capital.
Dover.
But Wilmington is the big city in Delaware, and I know that's a very historic city, so I'm sure they got lots of stuff there. Yeah. Mm.
I thought you said Worthington for a second. It just threw me.
Well, maybe that's the reason why Minnesota's number one. It's because of Worthington.
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of the top 10, right outside the top 10 at number 11, Wisconsin.
As it should be. I agree.
Of course.
Wisconsin's a nice state to travel through, too. I agree.
I love our state. I think it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if I'm just going to the town over. I love traveling in this state.
Yes.
I will admit there is a lot of nostalgia involved in it for me.
Yes.
especially if I'm going anywhere south of here, I just enjoy the travel. Up north, it's so beautiful. Yep. I mean, even just going to Point, I enjoy the road.
Right.
I enjoy the trip there.
One of my favorite drives of all time is Highway 53. Going from Eau Claire up to Superior, that is an amazing route. I mean, the scenery
there. There's one beautiful stretch on there that it's like just like a tunnel of trees. I love it every time I get to that spot.
Oh, I know that stretch you're talking about, and in the fall, that stretch, I could
just... Yeah, because you come at it from you're at the top of a hill, and you look down into it. It's so pretty.
I feel like I could just, like, okay, we're taking a road trip, but we're literally, it's just for the drive. Like, we're not going anywhere. We'll get out, we'll go to the restroom, and then we're going right back. We're going right back. And you'd have a good trip.
I feel like it'd be a fun trip still.
And just, you know, because Delaware is at the bottom of this list, I feel like I need to call a little bit more attention to it. Do you know what their official state dessert is, Seth?
I do not.
Peach pie.
Not bad.
Ooh.
Not bad.
And do you know what the Bobby sandwich is?
That I was curious about that. Yeah. I wanted to know.
Well, there's a slippery one, too.
Slippery dumpling.
It's a Thanksgiving-inspired sandwich featuring turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce. I would eat that.
Yes.
Like,
that sounds delicious.
Mm, that does sound pretty good.
Now we have a name for it, though.
Yes, the Bobby.
The Bobby sandwich, yeah.
It's Bobby with an IE.
Okay.
Oh.
And the slippery dumplings are a type of flat square dumpling often served with chicken in a stew.
Flat square dumplings. I have never seen those.
Never heard of that. Yeah.
They're not filled, I would guess.
They're just kind of, okay.
They're more like, how we put dumplings in soup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They just roll it out and make them flat and square as opposed to drop them in.
I knew about the blue crab. I knew Delaware was famous for that because they're right on the ocean. So that's a reason to go. I love crab.
I loved being in California in part because it was all exciting to me. There was always, even in boring cities, it wasn't boring to me or whatever. I enjoyed it so much of that. Do you guys have a state outside of Wisconsin you like traveling in, you like being around in?
Oh.
I imagine, Seth, Minnesota's got to be up there for you, even though you've traveled in it probably more than any other state.
Minnesota's great. The northwestern part of Minnesota is one of those heavily wooded areas that also is a fantastic drive up there. If you want to do that, even up towards the Canadian border, the northern part of Minnesota is very cool as well. That's a very scenic area.
So many
area.
Trees.
Anywhere around if you're traveling around the Great Lakes, you get some amazing vistas.
Yeah.
The north, like, just because I did it last year, the north shore of Lake Superior in Minnesota has the cliffs. And I mean, it is just, it's a remarkably gorgeous area just to sit and look at things.
And it's close to home. But
it is.
A couple that I like that are similar to that but different, the Oregon and Washington coasts out there.
Oh, I can't imagine.
On the west coast of the ocean, those are pretty. And I was surprised at how much I liked Arizona.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Hmm. I think I could piggyback off of that, Melissa, because I've been in Texas a handful of times, and every time, you know, you travel to get to one place to the other and everything. And I would have never thought this, but I liked it, road tripping in Texas.
That's cool.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was such a different environment that I'd ever been in, and I just really liked that part of it. That was fun. And I wouldn't have expected that.
Well, and Texas is so huge. They've got
there's so many different parts. Yeah.
Because even Arizona, from the north to the south, they're completely different.
Land
I wouldn't have known.
Areas. Oh. Yeah, because the south is very desert. The north is more green and
I have only been to the southwest once, and that was when I was like 14 years old to New Mexico. But I do have fond memories of that, because that whole area, you're right, the whole painted desert kind of thing is really cool. That's very cool vistas as well.
We will have our, we'd love to hear from you, everybody. Where do you like to road trip? Where do you want to road trip? Is there somewhere you haven't gotten to road trip that you would like to? I would love to check out the East Coast.
Yeah.
I want to see our oldest parts of our country and just check out the East Coast, period. Anywhere. I mean, everywhere from New York to Maine to any, all the above, including Delaware. I would like to see Delaware.
Throw Delaware in there.
We will get into more of an entertainment segment tomorrow, but I did want to make a note. Joining us a little bit later today in Rapid Support, we're going to have some of the cast members from the coming up the teen summer production of West Side Story.
All right.
Directed by Susan Becker. It's going to be coming up this week. July 10th is opening day.
It is.
We're looking forward to that. We're going to talk more about that. You can make plans for that at wrctheater.org. Get on over there right now. Get your tickets. Get all set and ready to go and support these kids, support this show, and enjoy one of the great ones that you're going to see. It's a great play.
And it's a beautiful show.
It's a school edition of the play, which I actually kind of like in some ways a little bit more. And I feel like it gets actually to the essence of what they wanted in this show when they first came out, when it was first being done and everything. And I think kids get this show better than adults do. In part because
to that.
I mean, it's supposed to be made up of teenagers, you know.
Right.
It's not like any production we've ever seen on the big screen has really ever done that. But that's what this is supposed to be. So I really feel like this is a show that kids get better than adults, and there is no such thing as a bad kid show. It's impossible. There is no bad kids theater. You are going to enjoy your show. I can guarantee that.
Okay. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in it.
No. It's not just because
I have three small scenes. That's
Seth. I didn't know you were in it, Seth.
Yes, I am. Someone's got to play the cop. I'm one of the cops in there.
I love that.
But it's definitely much more. The kids are doing a fantastic job. So please come and see it, because they're doing great.
Listen for the new Rapids Report a little bit later today, featuring them in the cast of West Side Story and such. And of course, make plans to check out this show July 10th coming up. July 10th, right around the corner.
Man, that's not far away.
No, it's not.
Get to wrctheater.org and get those tickets, everybody. We'll be back to wrap up the show coming up, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away.
Time to wrap up the show, Monday edition of the morning show. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. I want to send a shout out to Beth setting up that best of for us for The Kitchen's Open. Have another edition for you next Monday.
Yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Tom Heiser joining with our monthly veterans update. That was great. Appreciate Tom being
always,
here for that
always
and everything.
Have, appreciate
absolutely.
Him. Yep.
And we're going to dive into some good stories of the day and our schedule.
James.
Yeah.
Before you dive into the good stories, I have a good story to share, and a surprise guest you guys didn't know was here, but was with us for the whole show. I have my new pigeon.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
How about that?
I didn't want to put you on the spot with it, but thank you for sharing.
No.
Oh, that's such good news.
I've actually been in my kitchen dining room area here, which is why you may have heard my neighbor's dogs, Dottie and Dexter, barking in the background.
It's like your pigeon sounds like a dog, Melissa. What's going on there now?
I think you might have gotten a malfunctioning pigeon, Melissa.
Well, and I also have given them a name. I guess pigeons are very hard to gender, so we don't know the gender of this pigeon. So, you know, that they came with the name Paint Bucket. So I wanted something artistically inspired. And so their name is Leonardo Louise Paint Bucket. And their nickname is Lilu.
Oh, good.
Lilu. Nice.
Lilu, yep.
Lilu Paint Bucket. I love it.
I'm so happy for you. That's fantastic. You
know, they've been hiding all morning underneath their perch, but they're getting a little more comfortable. They're preening and they're eating and pooping. So I guess those are all things that stressed birds wouldn't do. So we're good.
Okay. Excellent.
A lot of people may not know this with her many. It's understandable. She's got quite the skill set, Melissa, but she's also an architect. She built quite the the construction for Bucket at Paint Bucket.
Yep. Lilu. Yep. Lilu has a pigeon palace.
It's fantastic.
A pigeon palace.
I will send you pictures.
I need to retire from radio now.
We've covered it all. We've heard it all. And we're looking forward to hearing more about
this. Maybe I'll even post a picture on our Facebook pages. So that
would be fun.
That'd be fun. Can meet Lilu as well.
Doing the pigeon.
Looking forward to many adventures and hearing about them here. That's great, Melissa. Thanks
Absolutely.
For sharing that. Really do appreciate you sharing that.
I'm excited they're here.
We got a great lineup for you today. Join us. Starting, I would say, anytime after noon, you can catch the Rapids Report, the newest editions. It's streaming on WFHR.com. Find it over there, everybody. Of course, wherever you get your podcast, you can catch it. And we want you to spread the word about it, especially when we got amazing guests like we do today. And we're going to be talking with some of the cast from West Side Story, from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's youth production, their teen summer production.
Yes, excellent.
Looking forward to getting into that. I peeked out into our green room, and it looks like we do have quite the cast out there, so we're going to have some fun with this
good.
One today.
All right.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, a little bit later today, we'll have Playmakers for you. I'll be here. I think it's just me today, just a solo show.
Oh.
But I will be joined, I believe, at 4:30. Mid-State's roller derby team is going to be calling in.
Oh,
we'll be
nice.
Talking with them a little bit.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Yes.
We got plenty of stuff over the sports weekend to get into during Playmakers today from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. Thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Nature Foods for sponsoring it.
Excellent.
Get your sports takes and feelings ready and call in today between 4 and 5 on 105.5. We look forward to it. Rafter baseball tonight, as Tom was talking about earlier, it's Military Monday.
Yep.
And what a perfect one when we host our rivals, the Wausau Woodchucks, 6:20. Our pregame will start right here at WFHR.
Yeah, I gotta take the split the series after that loss yesterday, so they gotta make it up. Come on, guys.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to let everybody know that there is a blood drive opportunity happening tomorrow over at Grace's Lutheran Church at 1531 Whitrock Avenue from 1 to 5:30. Attend that if you can. We appreciate all that are. And certainly, we'll talk more about that tomorrow, too.
Yes.
And I wanted to remind everybody as well, Seth, we got a great, our city band is up to some fun.
The city
fun
band
tomorrow.
Is continuing to play. By the way, got to hear them on the 4th of July. Mm. They did an amazing job. I want to know who the piccolo player was.
Oh,
because they nice. Were amazing on a couple. They get a couple of Sousa marches and everything. It was really cool.
Well, on those in particular, that stands out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, piccolo is such a cool instrument.
It is. Yeah, yeah. The next concert is coming up tomorrow, everyone. It's concert number 4 at Robinson Park, their normal stomping grounds there. Concert starts at about 7:30, so head on down there. We got a couple, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 more shows after that. So plenty of opportunities to check out the band, everyone. This has been going. This band has been in performance for over 160 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is an amazing number. And let's support them. Let's go out there and support them, everyone, because we want to keep you in for another 160. It's amazing. And they do such a fantastic job. Go appreciate them.
Our friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce have their Gather by the Band Shell going on tomorrow. This will be sponsored by our friends at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa and Mid-State Tech. They're going to have food from the Pig Pen, and the Great Duology is going to be
They're awesome.
We love that band. We love them.
They're good.
From 5:30 to 7, head on over to the Rome Town Center and enjoy this great one, this wonderful event, and make sure to attend these when you can, because the more the people they attend, the more the Chamber knows what you guys like and what you want to see and stuff. It's a great event and a great way to buy local, support local. Speaking of supporting local, we love supporting our local causes and local events, and you guys have something going on over at the Moravian Church.
Of course we do. We're still collecting books, everybody, for the fall book sale, and I do want to remind everyone that all the proceeds to that go to Mid-State Scholarships. This was started by another group a couple of years ago, and when that group disbanded, the church decided to take it over for them because they realized it was a very good community event, especially what the money goes to. So drop off your books over at 310 First Avenue South. It's on the parking lot just off of Goggins by the glass doors. Clear out those shelves and bring them in before September 15th. That is the deadline for that. The book sale, of course, will be taking place this fall on October 9th through the 11th. And we're, of course, always looking forward to when that comes around every year.
Our friends at McMillan Library have a bunch of great events going on all summer long, this week in particular. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., there's baby story time in the children's area. They're going to have their summer reading program going on. And then tomorrow at 6:30 in their all-purpose room, the effects of foreign aid on international relations. That's an interesting one. Check that out. And other great stuff going on as well throughout the week. Coming up on the 10th, they're going to have a concert featuring Central Wisconsin songwriter genius L.J. Booth and the amazing Chris Koish. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, free concert.
Yep. Yes, yes. And later on in the month, old friend here at WFHR, Ron McKay, going to be presenting a mix of original and traditional songs on July 24th.
And I do want to know, further on down the line, I think it's in either August or September, John Gorka is going to be in Wisconsin Rapids.
That's amazing.
And anyone who knows folk music, he is an amazing artist. And I'm looking forward to that one. I hope I can go to that because he's really cool.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. August 28th.
August 28th. Okay, very cool.
Join them as they build community through music over there at McMillan. Big shout out to our friends at McMillan Library doing this. You can find out more about these events and others at McMillanLibrary.org. McMillanLibrary.org. Cops and firefighters in Detroit are praising four brothers who saved two toddlers that got out onto the roof of a house. Two of the brothers saw them up there and went and got their two older brothers, who climbed a ladder. It turned out the toddlers had gotten out through an open window. They're both okay, of course. Also a marvel in this story, that the two younger brothers actually took the time to go get their older brothers. That's not something younger siblings usually do.
No.
They usually just go right ahead.
That's right. That was smart. Quick thinking. Quick and good thinking, yes.
Very thankful. Calling the troops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very thankful everybody was okay on that one. Mm-hmm. And police officers in Arizona found a five-year-old boy who wandered off into the desert chasing after his dog last month. Mm. They released the chest cam footage from the cop who found him. They saw the they say the dog never left the kid's side.
Mm-hmm.
The dog was there the whole time.
Wow.
And I know this is very moving to all of us, especially Melissa.
That was Lilu.
That's what
we thought. Yep.
I wanted to say it,
but I wasn't sure which one of you it was, Melissa. That's great. And a woman
They had to make their presence known.
Nice.
I love it. A woman on TikTok got her wedding ring back 20 years after it went missing.
Mm.
She thought there was a chance it fell down under a bathroom cabinet, so she filmed the cabinet being removed during a recent renovation, and there it was.
Sure enough, there it was. Oh,
so not only did she get her ring back, but everybody over the last 20 years, she's been telling you, I'm telling you, it's right behind there. She was right.
She was right. Even better.
Vindication.
I would go on a tour of this where I'm touring, going around to people.
Yeah, I was right.
If we haven't talked in 20 years, I'm calling you up to tell you, hey, you remember when I found it. Great show today, you two.
You too, man.
Yeah, be good to each other. Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Camp Mystic, right along the flooded Guadalupe River, says 27 of its campers and counselors died in the raging floodwaters, 11 still missing. The overall flood death toll tops 80. Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring.
This will be a rough week. Primary search continues. And we remain hopeful every foot, every mile.
The White House pushing for trade deals by Wednesday's deadline, but CBS's Nancy Cordes says extensions are possible.
Trading partners will have a few more weeks to kind of come back with their best offer, get their deal solidified before August 1st, or he's going to sort of let his original tariff rates snap back into place.
President Trump meets with Israel's prime minister today, analyst Aaron David Miller.
The president has more leverage over Mr. Netanyahu as a consequence of the role American forces played in striking three key Iranian nuclear facilities.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.